It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
And we're going to try this again. Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college basketball here this evening. As in a non-conference game, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Haskell Indian Nation. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. The crowd continuing to filter into the gym. Got a good one coming up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you starters, a little insight, and then the tip. Raven Round Ball coming up next.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next is the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan. As the public address announcer begins to introduce the starters to the crowd gathering on hand here this evening, allow me to share them with you. First of all, for the visitors from Haskell Indian Nations University, under head coach Matthew Downing, Cougar Downing to most of us, here are their starters. It'll be D.K. Middleton. He's 6'4" senior out of Lawrence, Kansas. 5'7" senior from Yakima, Washington, is going to be Brian Strom. You're going to have Trey Gaines in there. He's 6 foot tall out of Beggs, Oklahoma. He's a senior. Another senior in Therese Grant, 6 foot tall from Tama, Iowa. And rounding up the starters will be Alexander Ellenwood. Alexander the lone junior starting for Haskell. He is 6 foot six from Lapawai, Idaho. For the Benedictine Ravens under head coach Ryan Moody, his associate coach John Pierre, Benedictine is going to switch up the starters a little bit tonight with Ezra Bygoffa, the 6'1 senior from Wellington, New Zealand. Harrison Kisling is a freshman. Getting a good look at him tonight at 6'3". He's out of Olathe West High School, Olathe, Kansas. Bryson LaRue gets the start, a 6'2 junior from Lee's Summit High School. Hagen Hilbendorf will be in the middle, 6'9", senior from Hastings, Nebraska. And rounding out the Benedictine starting five, another big guy at 6'7". It'll be Vince Duca. Vince, a sophomore from Budapest, Hungary. Ravens coming into the ballgame tonight, 0-3. They've had three tough games against three very, very quality opponents. Haskell Indian Nations coming into the game tonight at 1-3. Ravens right now are being led in scoring by Bryson LaRue, averaging right at 15 a game. And also in double fingers, Jack Vanderwood, not starting tonight, but I'm sure we'll be seeing Jack. He's averaging about 11 a game. Three players for Haskell in double-digit scoring. Nehemiah Boykins at 15.5 and 12 points a game apiece for both Trey Gaines and a young man who'll be coming off the bench, Damian White. Benedictine in its home white uniforms with red and black lettering and trim. And for Haskell, I'm trying to decide just how to describe it. It is teal and purple. Yeah, I'm not making it up. Teal and purple uniforms, a teal uniform, purple trim and piping, and white letters and numbers. All right, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Haskell is going to come into the center circle with Alexander Ellenwood. For Benedictine, it'll be Duke of the ball is up the tips away. Haskell's going to control it down, and with that, we are underway. Haskell's going to be going from right to left across your dial in his first half. Haskell works the ball around the right side, all the way to the far edge near the 20-foot mark, accelerating down to the baseline with the basketball. That's going to be Gaines down the shot from the top. It's a 3-2 strong, and BC will pull it down. Duca clears down a rebound, and BC into the forecourt. It'll be Hilbendorf bringing it up out on top to Ezra. Bygoffa guarded man defense by Gaines. Swings it over to the left side. Back it in, Kick out on top. LaRue back to the right side. Three-point shot. No. Offensive rebound pulled down by Benedictine. And we're going to make a early change. Not the starters that we were given, but in fact, Jack Vanderwood is starting in the game. And here's a quick shot up underneath. It's going to be up and good. And Benedictine has broken out on top. Ravens lead it now 2-0. We are a minute into the ball game. The bucket by Ezra Vigoffa, his first points tonight. Here's a shot from the perimeter. It's going to be up a little bit short, and a rebound will trickle out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to be putting it back in play from deep in the backcourt. 18:45 to go. Not quarters here tonight. We got halves of basketball. 18, now 40 to go in the opening half. Vanderwood goes left side. Hogendorf backs in, falls away, 8-footer, no. And a rebound swept away by Ellenwood. Back up will come Haskell. He'll drive it down the right side. It's going to be Grant. Swings over to the left with a left-hand dribble. Dumps it over to the edge. Strom will launch three. It's going to be wide to the right side. And Vanderwood rebounds it down. Loses a handle. It'll go out of play. Benedictine will turn it over. Back it comes to Haskell. BC with the early lead. Up 2-0 at 18:20 to go. Here in the first half. Nice crowd on hand here this evening. They continue to file in. Pass over to the left side. Haskell brings it off on top. Gets it there to Ellenwood. Ellenwood to Strom. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Haskell can be patient. Kicks it over to Gaines. Baseline left to Middleton. He'll accelerate. Goes in. Crosses over underneath and scores. D.K. Middleton. And the game is tied at 2. We're now 18 minutes to play in the first half. Vanderwood, plenty of contact to bring the ball up the floor, but no defensive foul. Comes back over to the left side. Hilgendorf goes baseline, feeds Ezra, dumps it over to Vanderwood, the baseline three. Yeah! Deep to the left corner. Jack will knock it down. Ravens are now up 5-2. 17:40 to go in the half. Ravens in their player defense. Kind of a basic motion offense. Oh, a beautiful inside move, and the layup is going to be up and good for Ellenwood. His first points of the game. Haskell's back to within one. It's 17-17 to go. First half. Bryson with it. LaRue for Benedictine. Out on top to Duca. Kicks it right. Vanderwood out on top. Looking at the middle is going to be Hilgendorf. Ravens moved the ball nicely. Good, brisk movement of the ball. Shot clock's at 3. Three-point shot. Hagen misses, and it doesn't draw iron, and the Ravens are going to turn it over with a shot clock violation. Coaches Moody and Pierre both on their feet, but yeah, I think the official probably had a pretty good angle on that one. It's going to come back to Haskell. Benedictine by 1. Indian Nations with it over to the left side. It's going to be into the game now. It's going to be Factor. Derek Factor comes into the game. He's from Edmond, Oklahoma, a 6'4 junior. Baseline right, no room. Back off on top. It's going to be Gaines. He'll fall away. Shot is up and short, and the rebound is going to be saved in the corner. Oh, that was a great job by Strom to rescue that ball before it got out of play. Haskell's going to maintain possession. Drive down the right side, big roll, rejected by Duca. That was either a terrible idea or a brave move. I'm not sure just which it is, as Harrison Kissling drove into the lane. Now, Harrison's not a real big guy out there. He drives in, goes in, underhand shot was rejected, and he's not a very big guy. Shot goes up, missing. Ravens rebounded back down. 15:50 to go in the half. Ezra all the way to the baseline off the dribble. Looks to back in. No room. Out on top. Bryson. Cross court it goes. Big guy. Vince for three. Yeah. Duca for three. Benedictine stretches its lead now 8-4. 15:40 to go. First half. Coach Moody getting set to make his first substitution of the game. And whoever he was sitting up to the scorer's table just left the floor and ran into the locker room. Fadeaway shot from about 17 on the left side. No good. rebounding it down by Goffa. And you get a turnover by Haskell as they try to quickly get it into the forecourt. Haskell trying to make a substitution. They'll bring Preston Olney into the game out of White Swan, Washington. Preston about 5'8". Here comes Haskell up the floor. He'll reset this Benedict and five here in just a moment as the Ravens are going to bring Jaglen Sullivan into the game, a 6'1 freshman out of South Bend, Indiana. Went to Marion High School. In the lane, twisting, turning, can't get away. Pass comes out on top. One hand push pass over to the left side. Shot clock at 2. The ball's batted away, and Rams are going to steal it. Here comes Vanderwood, and BC will try to transition. He'll have to get stomped up on top. Ravens will go right side to Sullivan. Dumps it into the baseline. That's going to be Larry. Parker's down there. Crosses over, twists, turns, spins, shoots, scores. Larry Parker into the game and quickly gets his first two. BC's lead is up a half a dozen. Their largest advantage of the game with 14:20 to go in the first half. Men's college basketball here this evening on Cam Radio. So glad to have you with us. Back and in. Falling away. 13-footer. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Vince Duca. And the Ravens are going to take it the other way. Little left-hand dribble into the forecourt by Jack. Vanderwood goes left side all the way to the rack, kicks it off the window and scores. 5 for Vanderwood, and it is 12 for Benedictine at the 13:50 mark of the opening half. The interesting kind of a teal color, kind of a Carolina Panthers teal with dark purple. Oh, a pretty shot from deep in the left corner. D.K. Middleton, he has 5. Of Haskell's 7 points and Benedictine by 5, 13 and a half to go in the first half. Now Ravens over to the left side, the feet of the free throw line with a 15 footer is going to be knocked down by Vince. 14-7. So Vanderwood with 5, Duca with 5, Vigoffa and Parker with 2 apiece. 7 minutes into the game and Benedictine leads at 14-7. We're going to see a little more patience here for Haskell. We'll say work around the outside. Shot clock's at 7. Here's a 3. Set sail. No good. Rebound. And on the effort to have for the board. I have a foul on Benedictine. The whistle's going to be on Jack. So Vanderwood will have his first foul. And we're going to have our first timeout of the game. Taking a break here in the Nola Gym at the 12:48 mark of the opening half. Where it's the Benedictine Ravens 14, Haskell 7.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
What's going on here on Care Radio this week, sports-wise? Let's see. It's Wednesday, so it's men's college basketball. Tomorrow, Thursday, well, it'll be sports look. Friday, we'll take us back to high school football. We'll be with the Phoenix up at Amelia Earhart Stadium hosting Lansing. And then Saturday, senior day, for Benedictine at Wilcox Stadium. The Ravens at home. Should be a good one. 1 o'clock ball game with Benedictine on Saturday hosting Central Methodist. Let's reset the Benedictine 5 on the floor coming out of the timeout. We are going to have Harrison Kissling, the 6'3 freshman from Olathe, is out there. Jack Vanderwood, Larry Parker, the third. BC is also going to have Sullivan out there, Jaglen Sullivan, and Vince Duca. So there are your Benedictine 5. Here's a wide open set shot for 3. It's up, no good. Getting his own rebound, following it up and in. for Haskalan is going to be Preston Olney. Preston's first point of the game. Creasy's lead trimmed to 5. It is 14-9. Looking in front of the Indian bench. Now the feed over across court to Vanderwood. It's going to be slapped out of his hand. Stolen away. Down the floor comes. Three-point baseline shot. No good. Vanderwood coming up with a rebound. He comes down the floor, but he's one on three and wisely decides to slow this thing down and bring it off on top. Benedictine over to the left side to Kissling. To the left side of the free throw line is going to be Duca. He'll feed it into the corner. Vanderwood's three is up. No good. Benze up high for the rebound. Tips it out on top and will feed across to the right side. Dumps it over to Kissling. The feed to the left and the Ravens pass is going to be tapped away and stolen. Here comes Haskell. Indians down the floor, over to the left side. Middleton goes three, too strong. Rebound is on the floor, and it'll be saved down there by Ellenwood. And Haskell's going to keep the basketball alive with 11 and a half to play in the first half. Benedictine leading it only by 5. Three-point shot, left side, up off the rim, once, twice, no good. BC rebounds it down, and that's going to be Deglin. Sullivan will bring the ball up himself, dumps it over to the left side, taking it down to the baseline. It's going to be Kissling, drives in, feeds off, big shot up, won't go. And we have contact, a whistle, and a foul. It'll bring Declan Sullivan to the free throw line. First foul of the game for Haskell belongs to Alexander Ellenwood. Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Declan Sullivan, free throws so far this season. Well, he comes in at 0 for 2. And after his first one, he's now 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Sullivan, limited playing time, averaging just over a point a game. He'll hit that one and is on the board, 15-9 Ravens. 11:15 to go, first half. Haskell, Boykin, pass left side, lost and picked up by Larry. Here comes Parker. Skip pass to the baseline left. Sullivan will have it out on top. Parker wicks it between the circles to Kissling. He'll slide down, and we're going to have an offensive foul off the basketball with an illegal screen set by Hilgendorf. Hagan's first foul, Benedictine, that is only Raven team foul two, and Haskell has committed only one foul, and we are over 9 minutes in. We'll be coming up before long on the media timeout. Haskell to the left side. Middleton feeds across off the block. Shot is up and in. Nehemiah Boykins makes it 15-11. Haskell staying close. 10.5 to go. First half. Baseline three. Very short. Rebound tipped around out of bounds. And they will say touched last by Nehemiah Boykins. Nehemiah, a 6'4" junior from Tulsa. At that break, the Ravens use the opportunity to bring Deglin Sullivan out of the ballgame and bring Ezra Vigoffa back in. Vigoffa inbounds, gets it to Hilgendorf, right side Parker. Larry pulls up his dribble, goes to Ezra in the lane, who has the ball promptly stolen away from him by Nehemiah Boykins. Here comes Haskell. Long three, dagger shot. Whoa, a pretty shot from outside by Olney. And the Raven lead is trimmed to 1, 15-14. And the next dead ball will bring us to a media timeout. Three-point shot, no. Rebound, Parker follows it point blank. Can't get it to ball, but a late whistle. And there's going to be a foul. Before the free throws are shot, the media timeout is going to be exercised. And that said, we're taking a break here in the no lane. Timeout on the floor. We've got 9:53 to go in the first half of this men's college basketball game. Where it's Benedictine College 15, Haskell Indian Nations University 14.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
That's what they're hearing in the Nolan Gym. 9:53 to go in the opening half of tonight's men's college game, and Benedictine hanging on to a single-digit lead. They have never trailed in the game. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Coming out of the timeout, the Ravens will be appearing at the free throw line, and striding up there could it be Larry Parker III, the 6'4" Kansas City, Missouri sophomore. Larry is 1 of 3 at the free throw line so far this season. Coming up for 2 here, and the first one's right in there. 16-14 Benedictine. One more shot for LP. And it's out. No good. Ravens by a pair. And up with the basketball, it's Haskell. Swinging it over to the left side. Haskell works it to the corner. Set a new player in. Now the cross-court pass is stolen. Kissling in the game for BC. Harrison. And now the Ravens are going to turn it back over. Haskell brings it back the other way. Falling away, 12-footer, knocking it down. Preston Olney, and he's been a real good offensive player for Haskell tonight. He's already got 7. And we're tied at 16. 9:20 to go in the first half. Ravens out on top, Ezra between the circles. Little trap defense. Back up to the left side, LaRue from just inside the 3 ring is up and no good. Rebounding it off the floor, BC, but they will say a foul as the ball was slapped out from underneath. Whistle's going to be on Haskell's player who has just come into the game. That is Kohanan Atuzun. Atuzun out of Gallup, New Mexico, 6'5". So Kohanan comes into the game, bringing a little height to Haskell's lineup. Now the Ravens will come up with a steal. Benedictine back the other way. We're still tied at 16. Ezra feeds in. Bryson with the bucket. Mike Coffa with the assist. First point to the ball game for Bryson LaRue. Benedictine back up a pair. 8.5 to go in the half. Down the left side quickly. Middleton puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound underneath. Ravens had it. Lost it. Tipped around. It's going to go out of play. And no, it's going to be saved in underneath the goal. And the layup is good by Nehemiah. 18-18. Ravens down. And right now the Haskell defense has just been swarming. Here's a BC three. Rattles around and rattles and goes in for Harrison Kissling. 21-18 Benedictine. Inside 8 to go, first half. And an outlet pass down court for Haskell's going to get away and go out of bounds. Benedictine will have it in play for the backcourt. Vigatha comes out the floor, so does Kissling. And Benedictine. Well, who are they going to run in here? It looks like we're going to see. Well, I'll tell you here in just a minute. 7:40 to go. Ravens are on offense over to the left side. Baseline shot. Won't go. Vanderwood has just come in. And, well, he's trying to identify for Benedictine. I can't identify for Benedictine. I'm going to get a little help here in a minute. We got a number 22 out there for the Ravens. Shot from the outside. Oh, it's another 3 for the Ravens. And that one is for Hagen Hilbendorf, the big guy. Really good outside shooter. 24-18. Benedictine tied a moment ago, but a back-to-back. Raven three-pointers has him up a half dozen. Now the ball's going to be stopped out of bounds down to the baseline by Deglin. Sullivan touches it last. Back to the bench again goes Haskell. Damian White. At a Sisseton, South Dakota, 6'3". 7-11 to go in the first half. Ravens in front by a half a dozen. Haskell with the basketball. Also in the game now is going to be Reuben Littlehead. Shot goes up, no good. Benedictine rebounds it down, and then it's going to be stolen from behind by Littlehead. He's out of Lane Deer, Montana. Quick guy. Comes up with a steal from behind. Down court with it. Haskell. He'll lob it off to the top. Here comes White. The kick right. The three up. No good. Rebound Vanderwood. Ravens are going to try to transition. Down the floor, it's going to be Sullivan. Looking in. Hook pass. Batted away. It's stolen back. Here comes Haskell. Out on top. The three. No for Strom. And an offensive board. Haskell's done a really good job rebounding it down. Back up court. We go now. We have a stoppage of play by the official, and they're going to rotate a player out for Haskell. So it will be Haskell basketball. And here we go. Indians are going to bring it in to out on top. Going to be Boykin. Little head fake, the uncontested 18-footer. Nope, rebound slapped out on top, and as the shot clock expires, they'll say that one did hit the rim, and a baseline jump shot goes up, won't go, but a whistle, a foul, and Haskell coming to the free throw line. And again, Benedictine without a 22. Is that Bryson wearing 22 out there? Anthony, okay. So that is a foul by Anthony Hall. Free throw, no. So a couple of free throws, neither of which would fall. And Benedictine coming up with the rebound. Baseline left. Another three is going to be up and good. Back-to-back threes by Hilfendorf. And the Ravens have rolled off three consecutive threes to take a nine-point lead. 5:50 to go in the opening half. 27-18, Benedictine. Down the left side with it for Haskell. It's going to be Gaines, and his shot missing. Hilkendorf rebounds it down to the Ravens coming up the floor. Here's Sullivan. Starts to the right side. Changes direction. Swings it over to the left at the 28-foot mark. Now goes to the free throw line, and we have a BC foul off the basketball on Hilkendorf. It'll be his second foul tonight. Hagan leads the team in scoring with six on a couple of three-point shots. You know, sometimes you look out there and the big guys, like 6'9", Hagan Hilfendorf, can hit long shots. I mean, they've got plenty of strength, and getting at that distance is no problem. Some of the best three-point shooters are the bigs, and he has been so far tonight for Benedictine. Multiple substitutions coming in for both teams. We'll reset the lineups here in just a moment as Haskell puts the ball in play at 5:20 to go, still in the first half. And a game that's moving very quickly. Long three-point shot. Rims out, no good. Vanderwood with a rebound. Benedictine up the floor. Vanderwood also in the game for the Ravens is going to be Jared Lee. Bryson LaRue. Larry Parker. Vince Duca. Shot from up underneath, won't go. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Here comes Haskell. Middleton goes right side. Down low with it is White. Out on top. Three for Boykins. No, he won't take the three. He wants to drive inside, and as he does, he switched up, and he tricked Jack, and Vanderwood will have his second foul. Personal foul number two on Vanderwood, and we will take a timeout with Coach Moody. Taking a break here with only 4:55 to go in a rapidly moving first half of men's college basketball. For the scores, Benedictine 27, Haskell 18.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
We'll be right back.
Nolan Gymnasium with 4:55 to go in the opening half. Benedictine has stretched its lead to its largest advantage of the game at 27-18 on back-to-back-to-back threes. That has been compounded, that 9-0 run, for the fact that Haskell is 0 for its last 6 and 1 of its last 8. Haskell has not scored in almost 3.5 minutes. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine is going to have Vince Duca, Larry Parker, Bryson LaRue, Jared Lee, and running it out is going to be Harrison Kissling. And for Haskell, it will be D.K. Middleton and Brian Strom. I've also got Nehemiah Boykins, Gary Factor in the game, and the fifth player is Damian White. Gary Factor out of Edmond, Oklahoma, is a 6'4 junior. And Damian White, the South Dakota sophomore, at 6'3. And now we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Free throw, up and in. So the foul is going to be on Bense. It is his first. Both free throws are going to be up and good for Trey Gaines. His first 2 points of the game, and Haskell has broken the ice a little bit, having not scored in over 3.5 minutes. It is 27-20. Long three. There it is from way outside. Bryson LaRue. Bryson's first three of the game. Before that shot, he was only 1 of 5 shooting the ball. Had 2 points. A little head fake. The knife into the lane. The feed to the big. And his little bunny wouldn't go in. Rebound. Picked up on top. Here comes Benedictine. Lee in. Up. Good for a pair. Jared Lee on the transition two. Now 32-20. And we're going to get now a Haskell timeout. Cougar taking the T.O. We will take it. 3:48 left in the half. Ravens 32, Indians 20.
Party pens on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gym. Coming out of the timeout, Haskell puts the ball in play in front of the scorer's table, and we're back at it. 32-20, Ravens up a dozen. They'll skip pass to the left side between the ring and the side of the lane. And now the Ravens are going to steal it. Jared Lee brings it down and has it batted away from behind. Haskell will retrieve the basketball and bring it back the other way. Factor with the basketball. Over to Strong. Strong, little crossover dribble. The ball gets away from him. Picked up off the floor by Bense. Here come the Ravens. Jared with it. Over to the right side to Bryson. Now Lee standing both feet in the center circle. The Ravens going to spread that offense out as we're at the 3-minute mark of the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball and up a dozen. On the left side is going to be Kissling. He'll accelerate. Right side gets tripped, takes a tumble. Looks like he's okay. The foul is going to be on Damian White. It'll be his second. He is the first Haskell player to have 2 fouls, and with that second foul, he will check out. And the Ravens are going to bring it in. Well, on top to Harrison. Left side, 3 shot, up, no good. Harrison rebounds it down. He'll square up for 3. Yeah, there it is. Second 3 of the ball game for Benedictine Harrison Kissling. So Harrison, out of Olathe West High School, stretches the Benedictine lead now to 35-20. Here's a shot outside. It's up and in. 35-22. BC on the left side, Jared Lee. Kicks it over to Kissling, gets double teamed. Lucky to get rid of the ball. Larry kind of rescued him. Now they're going to Bense. He's just outside the right block, backs in, twists and turns, can't get a shot away, and his lob pass out on top is batted away by Therese Grant. Grant was just too quick. Now a runner down the floor. Three is up. No. Big man underneath, rebounding it down for Haskell. Going to be Middleton. And now I'm not sure exactly. The official's coming over and having a little bit of a chat at the scorer's table with the official scoring crew. That provides an opportunity for Haskell to make a substitution into the game. .148 left in the first half. It is a 35-22 Benedictine lead. Ravens have been up by as many as 15, and officials still down here talking to the table. Whatever it is, I see no adjustments made to any of the clocks or anything. Maybe just clarifying something with them. I don't know. Might have been able to wait until halftime. Ball's going to come into Ellenwood. Haskell's back on offense. Dropping a shoulder. A little reverse layup. No. Rebound, Ravens. Kissling up the floor. Harrison will take it all the way to the baseline, and then it's going to get away, and Ravens are going to turn it over again. For Benedictine, that will be the 14th turnover. In fact, that is twice as many turnovers as Haskell has committed. We're now at a minute and a half to go in the half. Right side, Middleton. In front of the Benedictine bench with it is going to be Factor. Middleton will play off the screen, go to the deep corner, puts up the three from there where it is going to be short. An offensive rebound is stripped away by the Ravens. BC up the court. Skip pass up the floor from LaRue. Over to the left, it's going to go to Kissling. He'll put it on the court one time. Step in, goes in, and the defender left his feet and commits a foul. No shot, but a foul, which will be team foul 5 for Haskell. The foul is going to be the first of the game by Middleton. The first of two free throws is up and good for Harrison Kissling, who's having a really good first half. He did a couple of threes. This is his first free throw tonight. It is his first free throw this season, in fact. 1 more shot, cut up for Harrison. 1 minute exactly left on the scoreboard clock in the first half. Second free throw's in. So Kissling leads his team in all scorers with 8 points, making it 37-22. Benedictine for the second time has a 15-point lead. Down the floor, right side, Haskell, jump shot, in and out, no good. Bense with the rebound, and the defense is pressed in full court. Ravens had a hard time just getting it away from the rebound. And still, now just coming into the forecourt. The lob out on top, Larry Parker. Now the pass, Bense has the ball stolen from him. He was trying to back in, and little guard just came up from the front of him and deftly swiped the ball away. Shot clock's off, and Haskell's going to be going for the final shot. Cougar on his feet up here near midcourt. Giving his team a little direction, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, at 5, the drive to the left side of the lane, pulling up, shot is off the window, but no good, and the rebound is on the floor as the half expires, and we have come to intermission. Time out of the court. We'll be back to summarize it for you. It's Benedictine, 37, Haskell, 22.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here.
That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta.
Kind of its whole thing.
That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants.
New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now two for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We're back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Teams have gone to the locker room. It's halftime, and a little look at the intermission stats. First of all, scoring for Haskell. Indians are led by Preston Olney. Preston with 7 points in the first half. D.K. Middleton with five. Four apiece, Nehemiah Boykins and Alexander Ellenwood. And two in the first half for Trey Gaines. For Benedictine, how about Harrison Kissling? Young man getting a start tonight, making it the best of it. He's got eight at intermission. Hagen Hilgendorf with a half a dozen and five apiece. Jack Vanderwood, Bryson LaRue, and Bense Duca. It was a three-point half for Larry Parker III and Ezra Vigapa. 2 points on the first points of the game. One in the game for Deglin Sullivan. Looking at some of the other numbers, fouls are really no problem for either team, particularly Benedictine. Two fouls on Hilgendorf and Duca and Kissling. Haskell personal fouls, you've got two only on White, Damian White with two. Shooting numbers in the first half, Benedictine has been just sterling. 54% of the first half on 13 of 24 shooting the ball. By comparison, Haskell, 9 of 35, getting off 11 more shots than Benedictine, but hitting only 26%. Ravens have also hit half of their three-point shots, 7 of 14. Free throws, pretty similar, 4 of 6 and 2 of 4. Ravens have turned it over a lot, 15 turnovers to 8 for Haskell in the first half. So all that said, Benedictine has played pretty well. They've gotten some good shooting, and that has spotted them a double-digit lead at halftime. We mentioned it's a big sports week here on Care Radio. Tomorrow night, it'll be Sports Look. Friday night, it'll be Phoenix football. Saturday afternoon, Benedictine football. Lots coming up. We'll be talking about those in depth a little bit more as we go along. But right now, it's halftime. We're going to take a break. And we'll return to bring you the second half live. But right now, with that intermission score, Benedictine 37, Haskell Indian Nations University 22. Back we go to Joseph at Acare Sports Studio because he's been waiting to share with you some halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 for Benedict and Ravens women's basketball. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. I did want to take a look around the MSC Radio Network with some of the stuff that's going to be coming up tomorrow, of course, right here at KAIR 93.7 here in Atchison, Kansas. We will have Sports Look. Sports Look immediately follows the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Over on our sister station, KTNC, which would be on the AM dial 1230 or 107.1 FM, for those of you that can reach it locally, they will have Sports Nightly. And KLZA will be having high school volleyball, Jackson Brock versus Oakland Craig. That is tomorrow, starting at about 4:30 or 4:45 in the afternoon. Friday, we've got the last of our Friday Night Fever on KNZA, KMZA, and of course right here at Hot Country 93.7 KAIR with the Friday Night Fever at 6 o'clock. KNZA will be having high school football starting right around 6:45 with Troy at Jackson Heights. On KMZA, they will have Opie at Centralia. Right here at Hot Country 93.7, we're proud to present Lansing at Atchison. That will be having about a 6:55 start time. Kickoff is, of course, scheduled for 7 p.m. KLZA will be having East Atchison at Rockport. KTNC will be having Auburn at Ashland Greenwood. Over on the Holton channel, they'll have Holton at Wellsville. On the Sabetha channel, they'll have Sabetha at Nemaha Central. On the Cobra channel, they'll have Troy at Jackson Heights. And, of course, following that, tomorrow on Friday night, we will have the Community National High School Scoreboard Show. Coming up this weekend, right here at Hot Country 93.7, right around 1:45, you will have college football action for you as Benedictine will be taking on Central Methodist. Join us right around 1:45 or so to get all of that pregame show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Party Pens on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here.
That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta.
Kind of its whole thing.
That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants.
New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Peru State fell to Don in Northeast Nebraska. That was the final. That was from Crete, Nebraska. Up in Columbia, Missouri, Columbia beat Central Methodist 77-62. Clark topped Waldorf with a final score in the women's game of 69-56. William Penn and Vibrito met up. It was Vibrito Ladies Knights with 67 points to William Penn's 36. In men's basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. It was Brer Cliff over Mount Mercy, 82-78. At the half, we've got St. Ambrose at 44 points to Clark's 36. At the half in this game, the Ravens are leading Haskell 37-22. Central Methodist is 1 point up over Columbia in the men's game with 10 minutes and 27 seconds remaining with the score of 21-20. And it is all knotted up with Culver, Stockton, and Ottawa's game as they are sitting at 20 apiece at this time. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 37 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 59. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 58. 60. Rain showers likely Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it's 47 degrees with clear conditions in downtown Atchison. It feels like 46 out there with the winds out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 81%. The dew point is 41 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.21 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD. Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Hundley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Gymnasium on that beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the teams have come out of the locker room and we're getting set to go to the second half of this men's game. Ravens in front of Haskell, 37-22. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing engineering, is doing the halftime magic. Joseph, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. Tom Kautz with you here, courtside, and look at our the two teams as they're huddled around the respective coaching staffs. We'll be talking to Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody at the end of the game, so don't go away too quick. We'll get coaches' insights and thoughts about the contest here right after the game. And huddled around their head coach, the Haskell team, and Matthew Downing Jr. We all know him as Cougar. Of course, he played basketball for the Atchison High School in his high school career, and then it's a Cougar Downing quiz. Where did he play junior college basketball before he went on? He played at Dodge City Community College. Matter of fact, when he was out of Dodge City, he played for head coach Brad Underwood, who's now the head coach of Stephen F. Austin in the Southland Conference. So then, after he graduated from Dodge City, Cougar went on and played at University of Maryland for Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams. When he was in high school at Atchison, how about this? Two state championships, 69-6. Not bad. Here we go. Ravens are going to have the ball and play to begin the second half. And Benedictson will bring it up the floor. Player knocks it to the floor. Going to be Hilkendorf. Ravens are taking it over to the right side. Punting away. The shot is going to go up. It's no good. We get a blocking foul with four on the shot clock. So it will be. Look at this. The foul is going to be on Factor. And Derek will have his first foul of the ball game. And the free throw is going to be up and good for Bryson LaRue. His first free throw of the night is in. He has a half a dozen points. Benedictine's lead is now its largest of the game at 38-22. Second free throw. Gets them both. 39-22, Benedictine by 17. First points of the second half belong to Bryson LaRue. Out of the court for Benedictine, Ezra Vigoffa, Jack Vanderwood, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilkendorf, and Vince Duca, the original starting five. For Haskell, it is D.K. Middleton and Brian Strom, Trey Gaines, along with Alexander Ellenwood and Nehemiah Boykin. Quick shot goes up, won't go. For Haskell, Ravens rebounded down and have trouble getting it up the floor, and it will be saved by Haskell. They're going to be back on offense. Nice pass in the middle, dished out on top. Ravens defense swarming, stepping inside, off the block, shot up the window, and nicely done. Count the bucket and one. The basket is good. The foul is going to be on Vincey. It will be his second foul, Benedictine's first foul of the second half. Team fouls even at one. The traditional three-point play is up and good for D.K. Middleton. That gives D.K. his 8th point of the game. Little over a minute into the second half. B.C. up 39-25. Ravens are going to travel, yeah. The pass went just inside the right block to Ezra. And as he kind of leaned into his defender, the defender stepped back, and Ezra kind of stumbled backward a little bit, traveling with the basketball. Here comes Haskell. Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas, up here tonight. An easy hour's trip. Here's a leaning in shot and a blocking foul underneath on Bryson. He springs to his feet. He thought that he had stood in and drawn the player control foul, but that's not going to be what's called here. LaRue, foul number one. Benedictine, team foul two. And at the free throw line, it'll be Nehemiah Boykins. New shot? No. And the rebound, though, is going to be lost out of bounds, and we'll come back in to Haskell. So Boykins hits the bucket, but misses the and one. And on the rebound, Ravens lose it out of bounds, so Haskell's right back with the basketball. He'll skip past left side to drive underneath the rim. Handle gets lost for a moment. They're going to recover, bring it out on top. Middleton starts into the lane, no room, dumps it over to the left side. A really long three, just up short. And rebound's going to be hauled down by Hilkendorf. BC taking it the other way. Sullivan back over to the right side to Jack. Vanderwood, baseline three, up short, rebound, Bense. Benedictine going to keep the basketball alive at 17:50 to go in the contest. 39-27 Ravens into the lane. 15-footer, no. Rebound, Haskell. Here comes Gaines. Trey down the floor. And as he attacks the rim, we have a Benedictine foul. This one is going to be on Deglin Sullivan. So Deglin just shortly coming into the game, and now we're going to get Larry Parker into the next dead ball. Inbound pass, slap free, stolen away. And now stolen back, driving, shooting, scoring. What a nice play by Brian Strom. Here's the deal. Brian Strom is a small guy. He's got him listed at 5'7". Super fast, great defender. Does a really good job of running this ball clip from the one. 17-17 to go in the game. Ravens with the basketball, their lead trimmed to 10. Duca back over to the left side. LaRue kicks it right, baseline three. Hilgendorf, another one for Hagen. Hagen Hilgendorf's third three of the game. And a 6'9" senior from Hastings, Nebraska, has 9 points on 3 3-point shots. 42-29. And now on the other end of the floor, it's up and in, 42-31. Three-point shot. Good. Knocking it down, Jack Vanderwood, his 8 point. And right now, these two teams trading long-range shots. Haskell brings it down. The feed to the middle. A little runner. Good. The offenses have found themselves. 45-33. 4 minutes gone. Second half. Benedictine up a dozen. They have led by as many as 17. The ball batted out of the hands of Sullivan. And again, a quick hand by Strong. Here's a driving shot. Count the bucket for the and a block. 10-10 three-point play for the Ravens. The foul is going to be on Therese Grant for Haskell. It'll be Grant's first personal foul. It'll be Haskell's second half foul at the free throw line with an opportunity at the three-point play. It's going to be Declan Sullivan. He is one of two at the line tonight for his only point before that bucket. This free throw, no good. We're going to go back down, Haskell. 47-33, Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the game. Haskell down court, 12-footer, rolls around and in for Therese Grant. 47-35, 15-20 left in the contest. Benedictine, three of its last three shots. Haskell has hit three of its last three shots. And we're going to get a foul down to the baseline. And it's going to be on Nehemiah Boykins. Nehemiah's first foul of the game. He's in double-figure scoring. Looking at my score sheet quick, he is the first player on either team to be in double-figure scoring. 15-15 to play. Little head fake, no shot, out on top. Parker's three, not going to drop. And rebounding it back down. Haskell's gained. Trey comes up floor, goes over to the right side of Therese Grant. Back out on top, Trey gains around to the left side of DK Middleton. Dumps it over to Brian Strom. Strom top side to get to Boykin. 14:50 to go in the game. Strom works to the right side to the free throw line, cuts into the lane among the big guys, puts a one-handed shot up, knowing an offensive rebound, take it down to the baseline. He's trapped down there, is able to get it lobbed out on top. Head fake, shakes the defender, goes into the lane, off the window, is no good. Rebound Ravens. Coming up corporate to basketball. B.C. Sullivan, coast to coast, shot blocked. Rebound is on the floor, picked up by Haskell. These two teams are running. Kind of like rec league basketball out here right now at 14-14 to go in the half. Haskell has the ball working in front of their bench. Little crossover dribble. The dish out on top to the top of the key. Shot clock to the dozen. Factor with the basketball. Derek backs away. Over to the left side of Strom. Shot clock to 5. Left side of the lane. 13-footer. Wide to the left. Rebound Benedictine Parker. Larry brings it down, and Sullivan brings it up. Good possession for Haskell, with the exception that they were not able to finish it off with a little bucket. 47-35, Ravens up a dozen. Ever to travel up top, didn't get called. 15-footer Bryson got it. Bryson LaRue is at 10 points. And It is 49-35, 13 and a half to go. And coming out of the court, Benedictine gets fouled. Our official's going to come over. Let us know it's going to be on Strom. And we have a timeout on the floor. That's good. We're taking a break with only 13:26 left in the game, where it's Benedictine 49, Haskell Indian Nations University 35.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Party Pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here.
That's right. Grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta.
Kind of its whole thing.
That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants.
New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2-for-$5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. You probably did that already. I don't know, but it's all right. Coming to the free throw line for Haskell, it's going to be Trey Gaines out of Beggs, B-E-G-G-S, Beggs, Oklahoma. He's a 6-foot senior. Couple of free throws. First one hangs on the rim and then will not go in. One more shot coming up for Trey. He has 2 points in the game, and those were on a couple of free throws. Got one more shot coming, and that one is short. Rebound underneath Haskell comes up with it. Derek Factor pulls down the rebound, and Factor will dish it back off on top. Preston Olney kicks it back over to Derek. He'll go baseline, gets doubled up there, pushes it off to the top to Olney. He's driving in underneath. We're going to get Vanderwood, crosses over and scores it. Olney has 9. And it's 49-37. Benedictine, a 12-point lead with 13 minutes to go. Baseline 3 for Jack. No. Rebound is going to be taken down off the floor. Haskell up court. Outlet left side. Way over to the edge is going to be Factor. He'll push it up to the top. The shot, good from underneath for 2. The bucket is good by Kohanan Atuzan. Ravens lead is trimmed now only to 10. It's 49-39. 12 and a half left in the game. So if you're Haskell, this is your great opportunity to make a little bit of a run here. You got plenty of time. You're getting some points. Oh, and Larry Parker just throws the lane and lays it in. 5 points for Larry. And now coming down the court, the ball's going to be snapped out of bounds, and they're going to say it is off. Haskell, Benedictine will be putting it in play against the full court pressure. Ravens are going to take Sullivan out of the game. And in his place, they're going to bring Harris. We'll bring Harrison Kissling back in. BC over to the left, out on top. Back to Vanderwood. Picked up on a double team. Goes inside Hilgendorf. Baseline right. Uncontested 3 is up and rather short. Rebounded off the floor by Haskell. They're back up court. Flying down the left side with 11 and a half to go with the ball game. And now Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Vanderwood just reached in and picked it away. Here comes Benedictine. BC baseline left. Hilgendorf, that 3 won't go. And rebounding it down, Haskell. They'll race down court. Olney kicks it over to the right side. Hilgendorf with a steal. Both teams now guilty of multiple consecutive turnovers. We've got a lot more turnovers than shots lately. Here's a runner on the other end that misses for BC. Offensive rebound, followed up, rolls in. Before that bucket by Jared Lee, Benedictine had turned the ball over three times in a minute and a half. We're approaching the midpoint of the second half, precipitating our media break. Haskell, left side, backs away, goes three, no, rebound, Raven. Jack Vanderwood, and then trying to steal it away, a foul on Reuben Littlehead. So Reuben, out of Lame Deer, Montana, has his first foul. 10 minutes and 26 to go in the game. 53-39, Benedictine. So BC has rolled off four unanswered. And they're in control of the basketball, hoping to answer a little bit more. Kissling brings it down to court, swings it over to Parker. Back out of job, Vanderwood, twisted to the lane, 13-footer, no. And a rebound underneath, cleared away by Ottesoon. Three, no. Rebound slapped out, and Haskell's going to save it. Look away pass into the corner, three, won't go. Rebound this time, Larry Parker. Parker clears it. Lee brings it up. Jared, over to Jack. To Larry. 9.5 to go in the half. Benedictine with the ball up 14. They'll swing it over to the right side to Jared Lee. Shot clock at 8, at 7. Here's Duca to Parker. Run, shoots, and scores Larry Parker. 7 in the ball game. 54-39. Should be 55. Let me pick that. 55-39. 9:20 left tonight. The one-handed floater. Nicely done. And a pretty shot in the lane for Olney. He has 11. 55-41. Right now, these two teams just running up and down the court. Haven't had a timeout in a while. The next timeout will bring the break. Benedictine, right side to Jared. Lee feeds underneath to Parker, and here's our timeout. There's a foul, and we're taking a break. 8:40 to go in the game here in the Nola Gymnasium. It's Benedictine 55, Haskell 41.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
It's 40 to go in the ball game. It's a 55-41 Raven lead here in front of the home ground of the Nolan Gymnasium. Right now, Benedictine is led in scoring by, let me make sure I'm right here, yeah, by Hagen Hilgendorf and Bryson LaRue, each with 9. No Benedictine player with double figures yet. Jack Vanderwood and Harrison Kistling each have 8. For Haskell, 2 guys in double-digit scoring as Nehemiah Boykin. He's all scorers with a dozen and 11 so far tonight for Preston Olney. Coming out of the timeout, Ravens are going to have Larry Parker at the free throw line where he's 1 of 2 tonight. This first one perfect. Larry knocking down the front half. Second one is very short. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be saved out on top of the Ravens. Benedictine will maintain control of the basketball. Into the deep right corner where the three is up and good. Harrison Kissling with 11. 59-41 BC. 8:20 left. And 18 is now the Ravens' largest advantage tonight. Here's a three on the other end. Rims out, no good. Duca pulls it down, gets it over to Lee. Jared, one-hand push pass, goes over left side, Kissling. Harrison to Jared. 8 minutes to play in the game. Lee plays off the screen, kicks it back to Ben Say, whose three-point shot, way short, and a rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And good hustle. He had kind of the groan from the crowd. That is because Bryson LaRue had leaped high in the air, fielded the ball, and was able to slap it out of bounds off a Haskell player. After the game, we're going to be talking to Coach Moody, and one of the things I'm going to be talking to him about is the rotation. I mean, he is running players in and out constantly. There's a shot at the baseline, and they're going to call a foul that I really didn't quite see. I just thought the ball had kind of gotten away, but a break for Benedictine is the foul called on Trey Gaines. It'll be his first personal foul. Free throw? Yeah. So add a point to the tally for Harrison Kissling. 12 points, 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight for Harrison. That one kicks out, no good. It is 60-41. It's 7:45 to go. And on the other end, Ravens coming up with a steal. That time it'll be Binsey. Duca, big, big guy out there. Not just tall, which certainly he is at 6'7", but he's not some spindly little guy. He brings some size and weight into the middle, too. And Duca will put the shot up. It spins all the way around and goes in. Duca for two. His first points of the second half, seventh of the game, 62-41 Ravens. We have 7 minutes left here. Baseline shot. Two-handed shot is up and good for Brian Strom, who will hit the bucket, collect the foul, and earn the free throw. Foul is going to be on Vince, his third foul tonight. And the free throw, right in there. Strong. 5 points in the game. All of them have come here in the second half. 62-44. Just inside, 7 to go. On the floor for Benedictine right now, you've got Duca, Hall, LaRue, Lee, and Kissling. And we get a whistle and a foul on Strom. Basically, what's happening here is Brian Strom, super fast, but trying to help his team come from behind, made a calculated risk as he reached in for that one. He knew that there was a chance that was going to be called a foul. The free throw here, not going to get in. Still 62-44. Back over to the left side. The drive across. It'll hook pass out on top. Strom three short. Rebound Raven. Harrison Kissling clears down the rebound. And Strom will pick up another foul. And maybe part of that, too, is that Brian Strom is maybe feeling a little fatigued out there. He has been in the game a lot. He's not been out. Just a couple of short stints. So he's probably looking to get a little air. Strom will come out of the game. Ravens are going to bring Vince Duca out and put Hildendorf back in. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, going to be Harrison Kissling. Free throw? Nope. Rebound cleared away by Haskell. Haskell Indian Nations University. Coming up corner to basketball. Coming into the game tonight, they are 3-1 on the season. Ravens looking for that first dub of the year. Hoping to get it here tonight in front of the home crowd. 62-44 right now, BC in front. Right side with it is going to be Atazun. Shot is up, won't go, rebound. Benedictine and Bryson LaRue. Bryson at the full length of the court. Pass and all alone on the other end. Laying it in is Anthony Hall. Anthony gets the bucket and we will get a timeout. The break at 5:52 to go in the ball game. It's all Ravens now. Benedictine 64, Haskell 44.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At the Ralph Miller Gymnasium, just watched one of the Benedictine students who's on hand here tonight go by the dance team, who's got a spirited routine going on to the song in the background. And I was afraid that inadvertently he was going to get a pom-pom to the chin there, but he evaded them pretty deftly, so looks like he's going to be okay. 5:52 to go in the ball game. Benedictine by 20. Coming from the timeout onto the floor for the Ravens. Got Hagen Hilkendorf and Ezra Vigalpa, Harrison Kissling, Bryson LaRue, Anthony Hall. So there's your Benedictine five. Haskell putting the ball in play. We're back at it here in the Nolan. A quick running three. Dishes out. No. And the rebound is on the floor. Ravens are going to clear it. 1-on-3 break. Coast to coast. Driving layup. No. They're going to call a block. They're going to call it a goaltend. As that ball was pinned from behind up against the backboard, you don't get a lot of goaltend. That was a pretty clear and evident one. And here comes Haskell up court. 19-footer, wide left. And it's going to get away out of bounds. Back will come to Benedictine. 66-44. Kissling will get credit for those 2 points off that goal 10 a moment ago. 66-44, Benedictine. One-handed layup. Miss up and good. Ezra for two. 68-44. And we're now inside 5 minutes left. The dish left side. Backing in, backing in. It's going to be White. No room for him. Out on top to Connard. 3-point shot for Haskell. No. Rebound. And going to have another foul on the guard out here. This gift is going to be Alexander Ellenwood. So Alexander getting his second foul of the game. It'll be team foul 8 for Haskell. And before we get free throws again, we're going to get a timeout. 4:41 to go in the game. Ravens with a comfortable lead. It's Benedictine 68, Haskell 44.
Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Benedictine's put together this 24-point lead, and here's part of the reason. The Ravens are red hot. Haskell, ice cold. Benedictine on a 6-0 run over the last minute 11. They've hit 4 of their last 4 shots. Haskell has missed all of its last five shots. They've hit one of their last eight. They haven't scored in like 2.5 minutes. So you get one team that doesn't get anything to go for them, and the other team that never misses one. Our game's been pivot in a hurry. And the Ravens, who already had a lead, just were able to expand it here. And a shot goes up for Haskell. It won't go in. The rebound is going to be lost out of play. Great hustling effort down there for Connard, but Michael's not able to control it in. It'll be off. Haskell, Raven basketball, back in for BC is Deglan Sullivan. Look at the Ravens stats. You've got what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys who have double-digit minutes in the game. And we're going to get a guy into the lineup with whom we have not gotten familiar yet. And this is going to be 6'7" freshman Gabe Sizcheck. Sizcheck is out of St. James Academy in Lenexa. Again, a 6'7" freshman. Here's a driving layup up and good. For Haskell, Derek Factor's first two. 4 minutes to play. Baseline turnaround shot. It's up and in. Ravens go up 70-46. BC, top side with the basketball. Kissling. Spins it left again. Sidcheck. Rotates that on top. Kissling for three. A little bit short. Rebound underneath. Followed home by Sullivan. Declan. That'll be his fifth point. 72-46. 3:20 to go. LP3 coming to the scorer's table. Little crossover dribble. Working down to the baseline. The falling away right-hand shot rolls. It falls off the rim. No good. Sizcheck coming down with the rebound, and here comes Benedictin. Harrison brings it down. 3 minutes to go. Harrison Kissling got on top. Sizcheck. Left side, look away, pass. The layup is up and good. The bucket by Anthony Hall. Beautiful assist for Harrison. 74-46. Ravens are on a 12-2 run. And now here's a nice shot from the left side. Up and good for Atazoon. Three-pointer. Now the steal, Atazoon, other end, can't get a shot off. He gets fouled. He had tricked Anthony Hall a little bit there. Got Anthony to commit, and then he just kind of juked him underneath the goal. And it will be Gohannon Antizun. Parker into the ball game for the Ravens. Rotating out with Anthony Hall. Free throw. Yeah. So, after having scored nothing in the opening half, Gohannon has 6 here in the second. Looking to add one more. And rolls around and in. Gohannon Antizun out of Gallup, New Mexico. 6'5" sophomore for Haskell. Ravens bringing it up the floor with 2:15 to go and rolling along toward the end. 74-51 is the Raven lead here at home. Baseline left. Big guy goes three. There it is. The crowd will always like that. Gabe Sizcheck. 77-51. Get past to the left side of the free throw line for Haskell. Back over to the right side is going to be Connard. He'll lean in, miss the shot, gets his own board, goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. Mike Conrad out of Okmulgee, Oklahoma. With a minute 48 to go. He'll be coming to the line here for a couple of shots. First one gets it. That is his first point of the evening. Powell, by the way, if you're keeping your book at home, and of course you should be, it's on Gabe Sitchek. Rams are going to rotate Harrison Kissling out of the game. And now into the Raven lineup, Drew Purdy. Drew Purdy comes in. He is a 6'8 freshman from Olathe, Kansas. Went to Olathe East High School. Here's a shot on the other end. Nope. Rebound BC. Down the floor. Ravens right side. There's a three from deep in the right corner by Drew Purdy. The Raven big guy's throwing it down from the outside. Now the feed underneath, and here's a little layup by Altazoon. 1 minute to play. Benedictine is a three-point shot away from a 30-point lead. Here's a drive in, a little contact, and a couple of free throws coming the way of the Ravens and Deglan Sullivan. But Deglan Sullivan's gotten some good playing time tonight and has played well. And his free throw is good. Deglan now 2 out of 4 at the line tonight, has a half a dozen points. This one is perfect as well, pushing the Raven lead to 84-55. We are in the last minute of the ball game here in Atchison, Kansas. Top side is going to be Haskell's. They'll swing it left. Goes long three up. No. Rebound off the floor. Swept away by Altazoon. Left side of the lane. Feet to the free throw line. Taken there by White. Damian goes right side. The three from in front of his bench is good by Michael Connard. Shot clock's off. Benedictine bringing it up court. The driving step is going to be missed. Sullivan said, I could take a shot. I thought maybe Benedictine would not take a last shot, but they do. And now the ball is going to be lost by Haskell. BC is going to bring it in from the far side. 7 seconds left. I would expect Coach Moody to say just keep it in the backcourt. They will, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas, from the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine, 84. Haskell, 58. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hotspot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Party Pens on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
A nice crowd here tonight at the Nolan Gym, entertained by Benedict and Wynn the night as they notched their first W of the 24-25 basketball campaign. The Haskell coming to town with the Ravens winning it tonight 84-58. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Haskell. Ah, thank you. For Haskell, double-digit scoring and leading the way was Preston Olney with 11-10 tonight. For Nehemiah Boykins, those are the two double-digit scorers for Haskell. You had, I've got nine tonight for Kohanan Atazun, which is a really nice night for him. All of those coming in the second half. Eight tonight for DK Middleton. Seven this evening, Ryan Strom. Half a dozen tonight for Michael Connard. Then it'll drop to Alexander Ellenwood's four, two each for Derek Factor, Therese Grant, and Trey Gaines. For Benedict and Coach Moody, the Ravens put a lot of guys in the scoring column tonight. That's going to be something, and by the way, stick around. Coach is going to be popping up here shortly. We'll chat with him for a little bit about the ball game. So for Benedict, and flip pages here because I'm having a hard time reading that stat sheet. Ravens with 16 tonight. For Harrison Kissling. So Harrison pacing away for Benedictine. 16 points tonight. He is the only Raven in double-digit scoring. Bryson LaRue, though, and Hagen Hilgendorf right there with nine apiece. Eight tonight for Jack Vanderwood and Larry Parker III. Seven-point game for Vince Duca and Danglin Sullivan. For Benedictine, it was four tonight for Ezra Vigafa and for Anthony Hall with Gabe Sidzik and Drew Purdy, big guys, each knocking down a three. So for the Ravens, I'm going to tell you what, pretty solid game. They ended up hitting at the end of the game, just stayed hot. They hit five of the last six and pushed this lead. At one point, it was 29, never quite could get to 30. Here comes Coach Moody up. But BC shot the ball very, very well. And we'll see what Coach has got to say about all of those things and stuff. Let me rotate that up there. Hi, Coach. Are you in there?
I'm in there.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Coach, great opportunity to get that first dub of the season for your guys in front of a nice little crowd here tonight. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Good get right game. You know, I mean, I thought that I just told them those first three games we played were against very, very good teams. And this team that we have right now, the sky's the limit. I'm going to say that just to anybody that will listen. Like, this group can be really good, but we're a work in progress. We're getting better. And those first three games, I think, you know, like, we played against such high level that this one kind of got, I mean, you know, we played well. We were ready, you know, physically and everything else. So I thought we shared the ball well. We defended again. I love this group and the way they defend. You know, we're a little sloppy, kind of hard against a team like that that's flying around with some little guys to control the ball and not turn it over as much. But proud of the effort. We're getting better. It's another step.
Coach, I saw an awful lot of guys. I mean, every time you look up, you're rotating guys in and out. You've obviously got the depth and the balance on this team that you can just keep moving them
Yeah, I think we do, Tom, to be honest with you. And it's hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's a hard thing for us to get the rotation. I think we're getting closer. You know, with these media timeouts, too, you know, you can play guys a little longer if you need to, but we're still kind of trying to figure out, you know, how long guys can play and still be efficient. There's a lot of stats and analytics that go into that, you know, how many minutes they have versus what they're getting done on the floor. So we were deep tonight. And, you know, those young guys, we've got, I mean, I don't know, I think it's like 11 first and second year guys this year on this team that are playing. And, you know, they when they get in there, they make some young mistakes and then they make some plays and you're like, wow. So I'm excited about the direction and I love this group.
Your big guys can shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you've got some big guys and I think all, what I'm calling your four bigs that I saw out there tonight, right?
Yeah.
All hit a three or more.
That's the way we want to play, Tom. I mean, that's honestly, we're trying to space people out. When your bigs can shoot it, it should open up gaps so your guards can get to the rim. I thought that, you know, Larry really attacked the rim hard tonight. Harrison attacked the rim hard. Jared Lee attacked the rim hard. Bryson got in there and attacked the rim, and that's happening because they can't leave their bigs in there because our bigs can knock down threes. So, you know, we got to find a little bit more post presence, I think, but the reality is that might come out of a guy that maybe is smaller, because if you've got bigs that can shoot it, why put their biggest guy in the lane when we can move him out and be ready to shoot a three? So, I like the way this group moves the ball. They're really unselfish. I love the way we shoot it. You know, we're like I said, we're another step. We're just keep trying to get better every day.
Coaching philosophy conversation here briefly, yeah. Because you touched on something a lot of people don't think about. They always say, oh, the tallest guy, he's going to be the five. But not necessarily what has to happen.
Well, he might be five in number. You know, I mean, like, he might be five in defense. Like, he's defending their five. But if our bigs can shoot threes, we're going to space him. You know, we're going to set ball screens. We've always done that. We're going to set ball screens, try to mess him up, get two on the ball, and then move the ball behind it, and our bigs can shoot it. So, you know, we're not afraid to let it fly. I don't want them to be afraid. I want them ready to shoot when they're ready. In fact, that's pretty much the entire roster. I think this could be, when it's all said and done, a really, really good and efficient team from three. We just got to keep the right rotation, keep getting better in practice. But, you know, let's get back to a little bit, like, you know, I don't know. I think we're holding people to maybe under 60 points in four games, and we've played three really good teams, and then, you know, tonight half will wore out a little bit. But our defense is we're there. We're challenging. We're getting better at rebounding, but we're stopping people. So that's where it all starts.
Okay. Guys, people need to know, what's coming up now for this Raven team? What's the schedule looking like?
Yeah, so it's a little weird over the next couple weeks. We don't have a game Saturday. Which is odd for November. We're on the road.
They can go to the football game.
They're going to be at the football game.
Yeah.
We're all going to be at the football game. And we're going to be at volleyball that night. They're in the quarterfinals of the Hart tournament.
Fantastic. Soccer's
in the semifinals. Women's soccer's in the semifinals of the Hart tournament on Friday night. We got a busy weekend. There's a wrestling tournament in here Friday, a wrestling tournament in here Saturday. Our administration, I don't know when they're going to sleep. They're going to have to get ready for all these games. But we play on the road at Peru next Wednesday. First Hart game. All the rest from here on out are league games. 24 league games to decide it. And then we're off the next weekend too. And then we come back against on the road at Central Methodist. So kind of a weird time, but we will be back here for everybody listening. We're back in the gym November 23rd against Clark on a Saturday afternoon at 2:00. We're excited. This group's getting better, and we're excited to get into Hart play.
I was going to say real quickly, and I know you have people
to talk
to you here. How kind of funny is that? Do you like the idea of playing that like one conference game? It's kind of an island out there traveling up to Peru.
It is, but
of course, Peru's kind of an island.
Yeah, it is, but you know, it gives us time to get ready. You know, this group has been really good about getting better off film, taking the film to practice and improving and doing the things we got to do. And so I don't mind it. You know, we're tired. You could tell. I mean, some of our wings are tired. We played those two games on Friday, Saturday, really wore us out. And then we didn't take a break Monday, Tuesday. We got after it. So they need a little rest. Hopefully we can get rest and stay sharp against Peru in a week. And then we do it again.
Are these guys good practicers? I mean, do they come to practice?
I know the convent's listening and the monks. I can't say.
They practice
their tails off.
They work hard.
They practice their tails off.
Some players love to play but aren't so hot at practice.
About
wanting to be.
You know, and anybody that wants to can come watch practice. This group absolutely gets after it. In fact, In fact, the last 2 days, the second group has absolutely brought it to the first group, and even won in segments in practice. And so that's the depth that you're talking about. Like, we can go really deep. Our practices are Tom, I've said it all the time. I say it in recruiting. I say it to people when I get a chance to talk about our philosophies. It's iron sharpens iron. I mean, we want the best players. We want the best players, and we want them to duke it out every single day in practice and compete and make each other better. That's happening right now. You know, so you got stack days together.
And then, let's just say, I mentioned I saw the four big guys out there. All of them hit a three, but you're going to get deeper here pretty soon. Talk about how deep you are, because you got another big guy who's going to be back in the fold, you know, we hope sooner than later.
Yeah, you know, Gino's been out. He hurt his knee early in preseason, and hopefully we're looking at maybe November 16th getting him back. He's working hard in treatment, trying to get himself back. You know, that's a guy who is about a 70% efficient guy in the lane, averaged 13 points last year, and I think 6 or 7 rebounds. That's going to change us a little bit. You know, he can also shoot threes, but yep. He's really efficient down low. So, you know, we're gonna that will give us a little bit more of an anchor and a low post presence, and we're looking for that. But, you know, the good thing, Tom, is that because he's out, these other guys are getting better. You know, and if you can have 4, 5, 6 guys that are confident and aggressive and can score it, you're going to be all right. And I think that, you know, this opponent was not what we played the first 3 games, but we got better. And I like the direction and how we're getting older and a little more mature. I think you're going to see this group continue to get better. But you're right. We would love to have Gino back, but it's building depth.
Coach, once again, congratulations. Great win here tonight. And we look forward to seeing you up on the road next week.
Yeah, Tom, thank you. And good luck to all the Ravens playing this weekend. Football, I know you'll be calling that game, but volleyball, women's soccer, man, it's a good time to be a Raven.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, have come away with a very nice win here at home this evening. Final score again, BC 84 and Haskell Indian Nations University 58. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Also, thanks to our producer, engineer, back at the Care Sports Studio, Joseph. Well done, as always. Till we greet you. Okay, quick look. Tomorrow night, it's Sports Talk right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report at about 5:15, 5:20. That's Thursday night, Friday night. We're going to have Phoenix football with Lansing, the Lions, coming to town. Saturday, Benedictine football. There's the Ravens and the Eagles up here at Wilcox Stadium at 1. And then, of course, my coach and I talked about next week, we've got Raven basketball and more things and stuff. Lots going on. Appreciate you having been with us. Till we greet you next time, Tom Counts from the Norland Gymnasium. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.